This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
I got it, Shirley. Your wife is cheating on both of us.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to go on and call you, dog. I had to. Your wife cheating on both of them.
He don't sound like he's been on the tractor for a while.
How did you get
Let's
that
go
out of that,
dog.
Steve.
Your wife is cheating on both of them.
I don't know no cute people ever said nothing like that.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Terrence, please.
Who's calling? Who's this?
Hey, my name is Mark. How you doing, brother? I work with your wife, Veronica. We're on the same sales floor together. I think I met you before, but I don't know if you remember meeting me, but I work at the job with Veronica.
Is everything all right there, or what's going on?
No. Everything's straight here at the job. No, not a problem at all at the job, but I wanted to...
Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. She's all right. She's perfectly fine, man. I actually, like I said, my name is Mark, man. You don't remember me, Terrence, but I just wanted to talk to you. Like I say, I got some things on that's been bothering me for a minute, and I just kind of wanted to reach out to you and, you know, just kind of have like a little heart-to-heart talk with you, man. So maybe, we can get things in a better position, but I just wanted me and you to have a conversation.
Wait a minute. Did Veronica give you my number, or how did you get my number? That's what I'm trying to... Like, what's going on?
I've had your number. I just hadn't never reached out to you before. But like I say, though, man, this has been bothering me for a minute, and I wanted to get it off my chest so you and I can try to, I guess, fix this whole issue. But I just want us to see if we can fix it, you know?
Well, fix the issue? What's the issue? I don't understand. I'm not following you. I don't understand. What is the issue?
So, but now, you know, like I said, I went on and got the nerve to get you...
Spit it out. Talk to me. What's going on?
Okay. Your wife, man, is cheating on both of us. And we got to figure out we got to do something about this, man.
Did you say she's eating on both of us? What did you say?
She is cheating. Like she is cheating on the both of us, bro.
Wait a minute. It sounds like you said cheating. I don't know what you...
Veronica is... Listen to me, Terrence. Veronica is cheating on both of us.
You saying Veronica's cheating on me?
And me, you know? And we gotta figure out what we're going to do, man. But as a husband, I'm going to need you to step up and get this thing in order.
What you talking about? You saying Veronica is cheating on me with you?
No. She's cheating on both of us with somebody else. I've been noticing her going out with this, going to lunch with this other cat. So I got pissed off about it. So I said, you know what? I can't take it no more. I'm calling Terrence.
You saying to me that my wife has been cheating around the job with somebody else?
She cheating on both of us, dude.
I don't get what you mean. If my wife is cheating on me and you calling me to tell me that she's cheating on me, I appreciate that. But I don't get what you're saying. Both of us, I don't get that part. I don't understand what you mean.
Well, me and Veronica have been, kind of cool, last 8 months to a year. We've been, pretty tight here at the job. You know what I'm saying? So,
listen, what you mean y'all been cool? That's what I don't understand. What do you mean y'all been cool? Because that's my wife. Tell me what you're talking about.
Okay, all I'm saying is me and her been real cool. We've been real tight, Sometimes we take lunch and then, don't come back. That's our thing, though. But, now, I'm noticing, she done went out, she done went to lunch a couple of times with this brother named Alan. And I'm like, okay, no, it ain't finna go down like this here. You know what I'm saying?
Are you f***ing my wife, man?
Hey, that's not why I called you. I called you to...
Are you f***ing my wife? That's what I want to know.
I'm telling you about this dude named Alan. I need you to step up as the husband and fix this.
But you telling me that my wife is cheating on both of us. There ain't no cheating on both of us. If she's cheating, she's cheating on me. You telling me that you're with my wife too? That you've been messing around with my wife?
That's not the part I'm trying to talk about. I'm trying to talk about this dude named Alan, man. That's what I'm trying to get out.
We're going to get to Alan. You saying that my wife, man, it's some crazy shit. Yo, you know what, man? I'm about to put my foot right up your because I don't play those games. She with her, she's with me. We messing around, we doing this and doing that. It don't work like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, I hear what you're saying, but the beef ain't with me. The beef is with Alan.
She's messing over
both of us with Alan, dog.
I'm about to call her a three-way because there's some bullshit right here. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, well, hold on, bro. I just want you to deal with Alan.
Are you at the job right now?
I'm at the job, yeah.
I'm about to come put my foot all in your you understand me?
No, I hear you, man. Alan is the one that then blew this thing out of proportion, dog. She messing over me and you with this here.
There ain't no me and you. I don't share. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
You don't hear me. You don't hear me. I don't share. There ain't no sharing that goes on over here.
Okay.
Do you follow me?
I do. I'm just saying, you know.
What are you saying? Meet me right now. Meet me right now. I'm about to come up there where you at right now. Where you at?
I'm at the job where Ronnie at. I call her Ronnie. I call Veronica Ronnie. I mean, that's my little nickname, too.
I'm all right, but up there.
Well, hold on. Ronnie.
Ain't Ronnie. No, hold on.
She right here.
She's right where?
She's right here. Right here.
Put her on the phone.
Okay, cool, man. You're cool. But can I tell you what she's saying?
I don't want to hear what she's saying. I want her on the phone right now.
Okay, but can I tell you what she's telling me to tell you?
She ain't telling you to tell me a damn thing. Because the only thing that you're going to be getting is my foot up your
Okay. But Ronnie want me to tell you this, man. Just listen to me, Terrence. She wants me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, Veronica.
You know what? I don't play this. I'm going to all y'all up here, man. I'm going to all y'all up. I'm going to give you an old school whooping. Y'all ain't even right for this.
You all right, man?
No, I'm not all right. I'm in the car. I'm sweating. I was on my way over there. I'm about to go to jail messing around with y'all.
Hey, let me ask you this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You already know. Early Morning Show.
And there you have it. Stupid as all get out. And I will be stupid this coming Saturday night. Y'all don't want to miss me at the Hyman Center, Lafayette, Louisiana. Nephew Tommy and Friends, get your tickets. They still got a few of them left. Nephew Tommy and Friends at the Hyman Center, Lafayette, Louisiana, Saturday night. That's this Saturday. Your boy is on the way.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.